Wake up, everyone. It's time for a call to action. Welcome to Call to Action Today, where there are no sacred cows, with your host, Steve Noble, just an ordinary man who believes in an extraordinary God, and he's calling you out every week to live the Christian life in your home, your work, and even in politics. Call Steve now at 866-34-TRUTH, or check him out online at c2atoday.org. And now, with some much-needed cough medicine for the church, here's your host, Steve Noble.
Do you remember the old Burl Ives song? Remember from Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer? Way, 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 way back when. Silver and gold, I don't know the rest of the words, so then we hum and sound like an idiot. Yeah, all right, so, sorry. I am back in the studio here in Raleigh. Great to be back from Atlanta. Thank you to Pastor Chris Connell from Raleigh First Assembly Church in Raleigh, North Carolina, who sat in for me last Friday. Had some really powerful testimonies of people with change. Lives, which is really kind of the theme here at Raleigh First Assembly Church and in Raleigh. And it's always great to have Chris, and I appreciate him. He helps me out often when I'm not in town. And when I'm not in town, it's generally most of the time because I'm traveling with Harvest and Pastor Greg Laurie, the Harvest Crusades, working down in Atlanta, as you know, because I always tell you about that. And I was down there doing the show live down there last week. But here, back home in Raleigh for the next 2 weeks, which is awesome. And then the rare occasion that will actually, the Noble family will actually take a little vacation. That's for Hayden, my oldest, who actually, if you've been listening to Call to Action Radio for a while and you used to call in, you probably have talked to my son. He used to produce the show for me for 3 years, and he's graduating from college coming up on June 3rd. So we're going to go down to Orlando for that and then come on back up. So the rare family vacation, and I'll have several guests that week. Hopefully one of the guest hosts that week will be the Lieutenant Governor of the great state of North Carolina, my good friend Dan Forrest, who will continue to deal with boots on the ground, the issue with the bathroom bill and all the controversy that, which is exploding. And it's more than a Charlotte issue, more than a North Carolina issue. Quickly, it has become a national issue. Last Friday, of course, the president with his henchmen there in the executive branch sending out letters to all the school systems across the country saying, yeah, you got to play by our twisted rules when it comes to this quote-unquote transgender issue. So we'll be talking about that more this week. But today, our good friend David Fisher from Landmark Capital, and he's been on many times before. And if you've listened to talk radio, Christian otherwise, if you watch, if you go to some of the conservative websites, and maybe it's Glenn Beck or Sean Hannity, whatever, it's all over the place on conservative talk radio. It's also all over the place on a lot of websites, and you see all these ads about precious metals and silver and gold, and you wonder what's fact, what's fiction. Is this just the latest kind of scam? It's either one thing or the other, and that's why we like to have David come on to the show with us from time to time, because he can help us understand what is fact, what is fiction, the realities behind not only today as we talk about kind of silver and gold 101. And I want to take your calls and your questions today. When we open up the phone lines, that number is 866-348-7884, 866-348-7884. Any questions you have about that whole world of silver and gold and precious metals and all that means. Jesus spoke a lot about stewardship. He spoke a lot about money, which is why we included here on Call to Action Radio, and a lot of topical Christian radio shows like mine don't talk about it. I don't know why they don't. I mean, I always walk into it with a little bit of fear and trepidation because I don't want it to sound like I'm another guy hawking another thing, and that's why it was important for me to get to know David Fisher of Landmark Capital first, who is my brother in Christ, and we've become good friends, and I trust him, and I know he's out to educate and to inform people. What you do with the information is, of course, up to you, but it's always great to have David Fisher back on Call to Action. David, how are you?
I'm doing great, Steve. Don't ask me to sing on your show, even though I used to be a worship leader.
Based on my performance, you'd probably sound pretty good.
You know, maybe once we get together, we'll like sing a duet or something like that. But the rest of the words were, everyone wishes for silver and gold.
Oh, thank you for that. I'm getting a lot of feedback right now. I don't know if it's on my end or if it's on your end, David. Are we sounding okay to you?
You guys sound great to me. I'll turn my volume down a little bit if that helps you guys.
Okay. I think it's on our end, probably not on your end. Well, let's get going because we have a lot to talk about today. We're going to start off talking a little bit about gold and silver and the market, what it's doing, and who's buying gold. And yeah, because this is something that doesn't go away. It's really become a front page issue. We're also going to talk about the Dow Jones, the stock market in general. We'll talk about retirement stuff. We'll end up talking about something that we've been trying to inform people now. And thanks to you, David, something called a bail-in, which has happened around the world and is being set up to where it could happen right here in the United States of America. But let's do a little your own background first, because not everybody's met you yet. So tell us a little about your own background, David, and then we'll dive into these issues. They're very important.
Well, I alluded to my previous passion, which has really never left me, being a worship leader. I've been in ministry full-time for 5 years, went to Bible school prior to that, been in business with my dad, and the Lord called me not only to serve him full-time ministry, but he called me to help educate people, because scripture says people perish for lack of knowledge and wisdom. And the transition in from full-time ministry into full-time strategy of helping people protect their money, their hard-earned money and precious metals, was not a bumpy road at all for me. It was a very simple laid-out plan that the Lord made really clear, not something I would have designed, and it happened. And a long story short, and I know I told this, the long version, I'll tell the short version. I was a pastor up in Washington. I came down to Phoenix to a conference, and I felt led to be a part of the ministry down here. And I went back, told my senior pastor, and he asked me if I was leaving. I said, no, I need a lot more clearer sign than that. And so I was 2 weeks later after that, I was out of frustration driving my car, asking the Lord to make it clear. And I said, just give me a sign, Lord. I turned the corner, and there was a U-Haul van with a cactus on the side of it. It said Arizona. You'd think that would be enough for me, being the conservative farm boy German, but it wasn't. So I said, I'm going to put a police officer before the Lord. I'm going to go back to the same church that I was at pastor school, you know, just 6 weeks earlier, and somebody's going to come up to me and say, you know, you're supposed to be in Phoenix, and then that's exactly what happened. I went to a service there, and the pastor, I'd never met him before, is one of the pastors on staff at this big, large church, came up to me right off the pulpit and said, have we ever met? And I said, no. I told him I was the pastor in Washington, was here, you know, 6 weeks ago. And he says, God has interrupted me while I was preaching. And he said, you're going to be working with that man. And that man was me, Steve. And he asked me what that meant. He wasn't moving to Washington. I said, well, you're confirming my whole moving and being a part of what's happening down here in Phoenix. And he says, you have a job? And I said, no. He says, a great brother in the Lord owns a gold company, and that's how I got involved in gold.
Yeah, and that's how you got involved. When we come back from the break, David, and we're going to go ahead and put you on hold. I've got kind of a bad connection. We're going to work that out on the break. When we come back, what's the deal with silver and gold? What's fact versus fiction? Are we being sold a bill of goods? Why are all these companies and countries buying it? How can we use it as investments? And we need to consider this. Jesus talked about stewardship and money a lot, and so we will too. We'll also broaden the conversation from there. This is Steve Noble. We'll be right back. I'm out of paper, trying to go home. All of my change I spent on you. Where have the times gone? Welcome back. It's Steve Noble, Call to Action Radio. Just a little reminder, our good friends at Le Bleu. It was kind of funny last week when I was down in Atlanta. And I called home one night, and my youngest daughter, Caroline, who's 11, she's like, Dad, this Le Bleu water is awesome. I'm like, yeah, I know that. That's why we're working with them. And it's been cool to see everybody kind of come around at the Noble House, my wife and myself and three of my four kids all there enjoying Le Bleu water. You can do that too. The free 30-day trial. They're doing that for all of our friends here in North Carolina who are listening through the Truth Radio Network. I know that's we're on the air in other places, but here in North Carolina, because Le Bleu is bottled in North Carolina, it's been around for years here, 25-year-old brand. But free 30-day trial to get that big 5-gallon jug right there in your house with the cooler and everything. That's what we have right there in our house. It's really been a great blessing. We're loving every day of it. And it works out to be like $1.25 a day. So, but the first, for 30 days, it's a free trial, no risk. 919-239-8000, 919-239-8000, Le Bleu water, which I've described as airy. To me, it's just kind of, it's because it's so clean. It's just airy. That's I drink Labubu. I'm like, okay, this is different. And it takes some education. Like today, as we talked to our good friend, David Fisher from Landmark Gold, that takes education to learn the ins and outs of gold. And we hear about it all the time in conservative talk radio and websites all over the place. But is it just another sham, or is this real? Is this a great opportunity? Is it something that we use not all the time, perhaps some of the time? Perhaps it's a big part of your investment portfolio. Perhaps it's not a big part at all. What should we do? And it's hard to find somebody you can trust, but we have that in David Fisher with Landmark Capital. David, again, thanks for being with us on Call to Action.
Thanks for having me today on your program once again, Steve.
Always great to have you on. So where do we start with this? Because we're going to do kind of Gold 101, and then I've got a caller and anybody else that has any questions about this whatsoever. The gold, silver, precious metals, how to use that, even gold and precious metals in your IRA, which is something I didn't know about until I met David. But if you have any questions you'd like to ask David from Landmark Capital, 866-348-7884 is the number here at Call to Action, of course. 866-348-7884. So where do we begin? I mean, does that bug you too, David, that there's this kind of this cloud? It's like a little dark cloud over the whole subject of precious metals, because there's so much of that's going on out there in the conservative space. Is that a problem? How do we find fact versus fiction?
Well, yeah, I'm kind of like the redheaded stepchild, not me personally, but the market is looked at that way. It's not a mainstream market from, you know, looking at it in the paper indexes from that standpoint, but it is mainstream when the world is looking at it and how much buying is going on in the gold market. And it's been long, you know, been around for over 6,000 years, long before Wall Street's been around. But it competes with certain aspects of Wall Street, so that's why it gets the bad press. That's one of two reasons. The other reason is it's a non-regulated market, so you have some bad apples in the apple cart. And that doesn't mean that the whole apple cart is bad, but there are some bad dealings, unfortunately, in the gold market, and there was some bad press that it got in the 70s when there was a major change that happened. Because back then, gold companies sold gold, and they stored gold on behalf of those investors. And unfortunately, they didn't put it in a way in what you call an allocated depository, waiting for the client wanting to have physical delivery. And so when the clients called on their gold, the gold wasn't there, and that's what made a lot of gold companies go under. Today, that's illegal, and it cannot be done. So this is why I always advocate never have a third-party store your gold if you can do that. And certainly you can do that in IRAs, and we'll talk a little bit about that later.
Yeah, and that's why the challenge here as we talk about the subject for people, and that's what I'm hoping that we're doing, and why we've been having you on the show in the last several months, David, is because I know people are struggling to understand, okay, there's got to be something to this. So many people are talking about it. Companies are buying it. Investment firms are buying it. Entire countries are buying it. There's got to be something to it. But for the average person, they just don't know where to turn. Do you mind, David, if I take a call right quick?
Sure.
All right, let's take a call right quick. Dave, you're on with David Fisher and Steve Noble on Call to Action. Thanks for calling in. What's your question?
Well, I mean, I guess I've got a question and an observation. I'll start with the observation first, I guess, because we're printing up debt so fast that gold starts to become a balancing, you know, measure of your finances. I'm concerned that, you know, when you were talking about storing or allocating gold, physical gold is one of the things that I was thinking about. You still can't eat it if everything goes crazy, but I'm trying to figure out, you know, how to hedge, you know, how much you should have in physical gold, or how do you trust anybody with the gold? I think when you were talking about 1970s, the problems that we're having when people were calling for their gold, and I guess they weren't getting it. Sounds kind of familiar with our government. Sounds like.
Yeah, that's a great question. Dave, I'm going to go ahead and hang up and you can listen on the air. But Dave, that's a great question, a valid concern. How much should you use it? And then the concerns about, man, who can you trust?
Well, Dave, I think you had several points there. You know, you can't, the government is printing up a lot of debt, and that's what's causing hedge funds, individual investors, countries, and central banks to buy massive amount of gold right now. You know, and you're right, you can eat your gold, and I hear that a lot. You can't eat your stocks either. You can't eat your savings account. You can't eat your checkbook. But those are just indexes that you put money in to grow your money. And gold is the same thing. You're not going to go down to the grocery store or use your gold or silver. It's just a hedge against the monetary system, another way of diversifying your money. you know, and who, as far as who you can trust, I think that's one reason of many why Steve has me on his program. I'm the first gold company you've ever endorsed, and really one of only a handful of people that you've had on your program, on, if not two people. That
yeah, there's only
on
two.
Program. So, I mean, I had to go through Steve's stink test, so to speak, in a nice way to put it, Dave, and we passed that with flying colors. So there'll be no pressure if you want to call my company, and Steve will give out the number. You'll learn a lot about gold, a lot about us, and, you know, we can help you out with some of the questions. I'll go as far as, even if you don't want to work with us, you know, I want to empower you with knowledge and help you. You know, we put together a financial blueprint that helps people. But how much you should buy, that's a personal decision. We start out with a 25%, 25%, 25%, 25% kind of European philosophy, putting it into cash, putting into real estate, putting into stocks, and putting into gold. If you would have held that model in 2007 as a blueprint to start with, and it's different for everybody.
Yeah.
Through the downturn, the stocks, you know, losing quite a bit of money, 45% to 60%, depending on your portfolio. Gold went up 72% the first year. It offset the losses. Real estate took about the same, depending on what place in the country you live. And cash was there for a crisis to get you through, if you know, a job loss and things like that. So here we're on the outside of it. Gold is up 20% year to date. Stocks are up 2% at best in the Dow. So it makes sense to diversify and look at gold. And I have some people put a lot more money than just 25%. In fact, most of my clients, by their own decision, not my suggestion to them.
Yeah, and that's one of the things that I've learned, and Steve Lewis and I have talked about this before, who you've gotten to know, David, Steve Lewis, my other buddy that comes in, and only two of you do I trust to come in and talk about finances, and he talked about that before in terms of diversification of your account, and when he's telling people about what percentage they would have in cash, especially when things are crazy like it is now, most stockbrokers are like, what? That's crazy. What are you doing that for? Well, that's because most stockbrokers don't make any money when they're keeping you safe. They're making money when you're moving your money around, and that's why it's so important to have some conversation with people that we know and that we trust, and especially for me, my fellow brothers in Christ. That's why we're going to keep talking to David Fisher on the other side of the break, a little bit more about gold and silver, what's going on in the market this year, and then we'll get into some really scary territory. What is the government doing that might allow them to access your money and mine to bail themselves out? We'll be right back. That, of course, my slightly older brother from another mother. That's Bishop Patrick L. Wooden Sr., who will be with me on Thursday, June 30th for Called to Worship here in Raleigh, North Carolina. I'm going to get an ad cut for that, so you'll start hearing about it here on the radio show. We'll start running those ads every day during the show. But Called to Worship coming up Thursday, June 30th, right here at RFA Church in Raleigh, where I happen to be broadcasting from today. They have the most high-tech, incredible sanctuary in the city, and they've been kind enough. I've been partners with them and friends with RFA for years, and they're allowing us to use their sanctuary. So Matt Papa will be doing the music. I'll have a special onstage interview with Bishop Wooden, who will be on next week, by the way, for another Black and White Day. We'll do an on-stage interview with him, which will be incredible. We're going to use some of his backup singers that are going to tie into Matt Papa. Matt Papa's doing the music again. This is our third year doing Call to Worship. And so Matt's going to bring, we're working on this to bring in six or eight of Pastor Wooden's backup singers into Matt Papa's band for the last segment of the night, three or four songs, which will be a total blowout. All of this to praise and worship the Lord. Three really powerful testimonies, including Walt Heyer, who's fought the transgender thing himself for over 50 years, all the operations, and I mean all of them, and then the Lord just miraculously turned his life around. It took him a while to find a church that would be kind enough and compassionate enough and patient enough to stay with them, and they did, and today he's remarried, he's healthy, he's speaking out on the issues on this, all this transgender mess, and so we're going to have him and two other testimonies that'll be really powerful. We're doing all of this to help raise funds for Call to Action, which is a ministry, the Call to Action Radio Ministry, set up just like a church, a 501c3, and we need support. We had to switch our syndication platform back to the Truth Radio Network, and we're thrilled to be with Truth. That's how we got started in the first place, but it brought with us some costs that we didn't have before, operational costs every month, plus some equipment costs to keep ourselves up and running, and then hopefully, God willing, growing again in the near future with adding stations around the country. But we need financial help. I'm just being totally out front with you. I don't. By the way, I don't make any money from Call to Action Radio. That's not how I put money on the, in the bank account or food on the table or whatever little saying you want to use. I don't make any money from the radio ministry itself. I have three or four other different, because I got like three or four jobs that I do in order to make ends meet, this being one of them. So Steve Noble's life is not about trying to figure out a way to get rich. That's not the point of my life anymore. The point of my life is to be an ambassador, a spokesperson, a voice, hopefully full of truth and grace, just like Jesus, John chapter 1, on the airwaves, anywhere else that I can speak and share and bring these conversations to bear to try to help all of us to live out our lives more effectively as biblical followers of Jesus Christ. I'm pretty much doing away with the word evangelical. That's gotten all messed up this year with the presidential election. I am a biblical follower of Jesus Christ. And today, so is my guest, Mr. David Fisher, of course, from Landmark Capital. And their phone numbers, by the way, for information. And I really appreciate the way you handle this, David. It's always about giving the Call to Action family the information, educating them, and then what they do with it is after they get educated between them and the Lord, and they do that as a married couple or what have you. But David and his staff are here to serve you, to give you the information. What you do with it is entirely up to you. So they're not going to be beating you over the head or pressuring you, none of that mess. Otherwise, David wouldn't even be on the show helping us out. But their phone number, really easy to remember, 844-879-8882, 844-879-8882, or the website landmarkgold.com. And David, again, we really appreciate you being here and helping us out.
Well, it's always help about helping the listener there. And I was on another talk show host for some time, and I got a report back that 100% of the people that contacted us contacted him. When they contacted him, they said they all agree that there was no pressure working with our company, and we were professionally polite and educational. And so that's how we are here at our company. We're here to help your listeners be engaged and become the authority on what they should be doing with their money.
Yeah, because, you know, back in the day, we can't, I often say it like this, David, we can't have a pre-9/11 mindset in a post-9/11 world. And the days of buy 'em and hold 'em simple stocks from our dad's days are over. The world does not work like that anymore. It's way more complicated. It shifts much more rapidly. And that's why we need all the help we can get. So why are, like what's going on with China? Because China and, I mean, and the countries are buying gold as well as some of these big investment firms. And I know you wanted to touch on the China thing and some historical news there. So what happened, David?
Well, China's been in the news significantly since 2005 in reference to buying gold. They wanted to buy 1,000 tons in 5 years, and in 2011 they came out and said they hit that mark, and then they set a new mark of 10,000 tons. So far they're at 3,500 tons, 3,300 to 3,500 tons. They also want to have their currency, the yuan, to be a world reserve currency, and they're moving aggressively towards that. They've been trading oil in their currency, which is a whole new thing. Up until a year ago, oil was only sold in dollars, so that position was broke, called the petrodollar. And China passed the IMF, the International Monetary Fund's guidelines. They got welcomed into the IMF, called their SPRs, a currency, and if you will, that the world, the International Monetary Reserve, does use. More than that, China is laying the foundation and become a groundwork for the next gold standard system. They want to do what more than even what London is doing and New York. Gold is traded in London and New York on the fixed market. On April 19th, the Shanghai Gold Fix officially began, which means that China now can sell gold worldwide. This is wow. Before that, they couldn't do that. But even they took a step further. If you go to London, you say you want to buy a contract in gold, or New York, it's what you call not an allocated position. In other words, if you want to do the contract and you say I want to take physical possession of that gold from New York or London, they have what you call unallocated gold. In other words, they don't have the gold on deposit. But the Shanghai Gold Fix, they have gold on deposit for immediate delivery of physical product on a contract. So this is the first time in a decade that, to my knowledge, I've been doing this 23 years, that I've ever seen this happen. They are clearly moving at light speed, wanting to be a part of the gold market. And it's more than the gold market. They want to be the currency of the world reserve. Yeah. That's where they're headed.
Yeah, and that's why we have to be very shrewd and paying attention regularly, and we can't just sit around and assume the best. My wife and I like to watch, David, we like to watch this TV show called Madam Secretary, and she was getting into it with the Chinese ambassador on a recent episode and talking about things that maneuvering that China was doing. And he said, I assure you, Madam Secretary, when we come for America, it's not going to be with weapons. We will just repossess you. And that was a shocking statement. And I know it's a TV show, but we see a lot of that going on with China positioning itself to be a world power financially. And boy, that should send some shockwaves through all of us in terms of taking care of our money. Well, we've talked a lot about gold and silver, David. What about the stock market in general? I mean, your specialty is gold and silver and precious metals. But what do you think about the stock market, and how do we kind of put all these pieces of the puzzle together?
Well, first of all, unlike a lot of brokers on Wall Street and several financial planners, they don't understand gold, and so therefore sometimes they tell you to shy away from it. It's the human nature thing. I'm not anti-stock in any way, shape, or form, but I will say this. The stock market is struggling if you look at it from a chart standpoint, a technical basis, and a fundamentals, and they don't have either. The fundamentals, what's driving the market? I mean, corporations aren't making very much money. Productivity growth is down. And so that's not helping the market go up. What has really helped the market go up here recently, when I say recently, I'm talking about last year, is we had still the aftermath of the Fed injection of quantitative easing. We're in the aftermath of that. That's all, the gas has run out of that tank. And so now it has to stand on its own 2 feet, and it's having some challenge. So on a technical basis, it keeps hitting this 18,000 point range, and then it corrects from there. We've had three already here in the last year. It looks like it's getting ready to do a fourth one. So when you have that happening and the backdrop of that, Treasury yields are down from a year ago. In other words, when somebody wants to hold a Treasury, which is a debt note, they don't get paid near as much money even a year ago, and now they're even lower than that. So what's happening is the big banking system and corporations, big corporations that buy and hold assets, and the asset being the biggest one they bought, especially in the bank, being treasuries, they're not making enough money is what's happening. On top of that, we could have another major financial calamity facing us, because, and I don't say it's going to be in exact like 2008, but what triggered 2008 is definitely in the makings again, and that is leverage money. Banks are twice as much leveraged today that they were prior to the 2008, and that's what actually brought Lehman Brothers down, which triggered the whole financial challenge. So we're facing, you know, derivative contracts, which is just a fancy word for leverage money, at an all-time high. They're 2.5 times larger than what brought the whole system down. So we could see some major financial problems, and the Fed has backed themselves in the corner. They can't raise rates. Look what happened to the market when they did in December 18th. The market came down a lot. Gold shot up. They're talking about wanting to get to normal rates, but unfortunately, the criteria that they're using that they want, which is unemployment needs to be at 4%, we're at 4.7%, and economic growth needs to be at 2%, we're at 1.4%. We're showing signs of a recession, but the Fed wants normal rates. So.
Yeah, and we have to be prepared for that, which is why we're talking to David again. Their phone number, 844-879-8882, 844-879-8882, or landmarkgold.com. This is Steve Noble talking to David Fisher. When we come back, the government bail-in, you got to learn about that.
This is where I say I don't mean to have control. This is where I admit.
Well, you're experiencing one thing that we take for granted. This is Steve Noble, Call to Action Radio. C2AToday.com is the website. C2AToday.com. You can link over to Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, all that good stuff. And the tickets for Call to Worship coming up on Thursday, June 30th here in Raleigh, North Carolina. Really important night in terms of support for the radio ministry. But even more important, all the praise and worship that's going to be lifted up to the Lord. Come together with the Call to Action audience and family and come worship the Lord together. Incredible music, Matt Papa. Three really, really powerful testimonies are going to completely blow you away. On-stage interview with Pastor Wooden, Bishop Wooden of a Black and White Day. He'll be back on next week, I think Wednesday next week. And we're going to try to get him to sing, too. I know you're like, What are you kidding me? Really? He sings too? Yep, he sings too. So we're gonna have him there as well Thursday night, June 30th. Really important night to come. Support Call to Action Radio and all that God is doing with that. Tickets are there at the website, c2atoday.com. c2atoday.com. And we're talking to David Fisher from Landmark Capital, a good friend of the show, and really, really helpful. Always great information to help educate us. And we're going to be talking in just a minute about this government bail-in, the U.S. government's ability to literally come in and seize financial assets in order to bail itself out. Well, one thing, as I mentioned, that we take for granted is the fact that you can listen to me right now. So, of course, Cuba made a big splash this year as our president has kind of trying to normalize relations with Cuba again. But no Christian radio, no Christian media, nothing Christ-centered going in there, except our friends at Transworld Radio, which I keep wanting to remind you about, building what's going to be the strongest radio station in the Western Hemisphere, which will beam over the entire island of Cuba, Christian teaching like you're listening to right now. The gospel will go into Cuba. That's the only thing that can turn around that country. Not free trade, not a new regime. It's the gospel of Jesus Christ, and you can be a part of that. Really cool opportunity through our friends at the Truth Radio Network. So just go to their website, truthnetwork.com. This is with Transworld Radio, and help them build what's going to be the biggest radio signal in the Western Hemisphere. Really cool to be a part of that, and then beaming the gospel, which is what they need most in Cuba, through those airwaves. Truthnetwork.com is the website. Truthnetwork.com, you'll see the banner there, and just click on that, and you can partner with them and be a part of it. Well, talking about bailing in the gospel of Jesus Christ, that's not what we mean when we talk about the potential for a bail-in here in the United States of America. This is really scary information, David, and I appreciate you bringing it to us on a regular basis. So help us understand what this bail-in would look like in the American context, and has this happen anywhere else?
Well, it's happened in 14 countries. I should say 15 now, because just since the last time I was on your program, it happened in the country of Austria, where people who had money in the bank there in the banking system lost 100% of their money as Austrian citizens. So it's a real thing. Unfortunately, our country is following this model in setting this up in our country, through the Dodd-Frank Act and several other laws, and having the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau being set up by President Obama, and having Richard Cordray, who's the head of that, testifying within a month of it being set up in 2012 before Congress to see if they can manage and take over retirement funds. So it's a real thing. It's concerning to me. Yeah, we should get the gospel out, and I believe in that 100%. We also got to be good stewards of the funds that the Lord has entrusted with us, and it looks like the government wants our funds.
Yeah, and that's as we think about going back just a few years, 2008, and of course the end of the Bush presidency, Bush 43, and we saw the government moving to bail out all of these companies, including places like GM, and all the money getting poured all over the place. In this case, the government would essentially bail itself out by accessing our money. Is that it in a nutshell?
That is in a nutshell, and specifically, the FDIC wrote a joint paper with the Bank of England in 2012, December 10th of that year. It came out and was publicized. You can even see it on the FDIC.gov website. So that's the template for the financial institutions that the Dodd-Frank Act is legally your money that's on account with any financial institution, which includes money that's in retirements, is legally no longer yours. It is the government's or the entity that would be forced to do this bail-in. And our country is, unfortunately, people are moving away from holding the U.S. dollar right now. And there's been a big movement, and the Treasury put out a report last year that's saying that there's a withdrawal of dollars, the biggest movement they've seen in the last 3 years, since they've been reporting this data since 1979. So at the end of the day, somebody, Steve, has to hold our debt, because our debt now is at $19 trillion, and that's the way that our country subsidizes the overspending, which we continue to do. So there's got to get a plan to get this debt under control, and the debt reduction plan that the International Monetary Fund put out a report, and many people say that this would work, is do this bail-in in America. So how this works in reference to gold is really simple. Is Landmark Capital has worked with a lawyer who's developed the legal way, who has figured the way to that's been approved by the IRS where you can roll over your retirement, a 401k or IRA, if it's qualified, into a self-directed IRA, and you can take physical possession of your metals in your hands without a tax liability. So if they choose to do this bail-in, which is the seizure of assets, and it looks like they're clearly going to do this, or at least they're talking about ensuring signs of it. I don't know if they're going to do it for sure, but they're moving this direction more than any other 15 countries combined. If they did that and you're in paper, like the NASDAQ or the Dow, or in cash, they can get 100% of that, they have 100% of accessibility to that money. If you're in gold and you hold it in your hands in your retirement, or you hold gold outside of your retirement or silver, they can't access that. And specifically in the retirement or outside of retirement, how bail-ins happen is done electronically seizing the paper indexes. So this is the safeguard that we've developed, and as far as cost effective of we're probably the cheapest company out there as far as the legal fees. It's only $385 compared to my competitors, $995 to $1,995. It gives a lot of peace of mind to where people are engaged in their money by having ownership of precious metals physically in their hands in their retirement.
Yeah, which again, you mentioned earlier, you know, for you guys looking at an overall strategy in terms of investments where you have, you know, it's not all in one thing or another. You have 25% in stocks, 25% in cash, 25% in precious metals, 25% in real estate. And you got to diversify. And I think that we're coming to the point now, David, and I think this is good, although the circumstances are bad, where people are starting to understand, like in a post 9/11 world, I think the government's capable of just about anything. And again, if this had never happened anywhere else in the world, where the government just literally overnight, they did it in Cyprus, you wake up the next morning and your bank account's missing a bunch of money, to think that if it never happened anywhere before, okay, now this just sounds like paranoia. But it has, and most recently in Austria, this is very real, and our debt is big and getting bigger, and we're not even talking about the unfunded liabilities over the next 25 or 30 years, which could top $100 trillion. The math simply doesn't work, and the government, I think, David, would say, hey, what did you expect us to do? You want to keep this thing afloat? We have to take every measure necessary to keep us all afloat. And if that means doing this and being aggressive, well, we're doing it for your good anyway. I mean, that does not sound like George Orwell, Ayn Rand kind of fiction from 30 years ago. That sounds like what we're seeing around the world today.
Well, you know, you're exactly right, Steve. And some people who are much wiser about this than I am, like Stanley Druckenmiller, who owns the largest hedge fund in America, has the best track record over 30 years. He's been recommending gold August of last year. He said gold's a home run. It became his number one position in his hedge fund, and recently, twice in the last month, he spoke out against a major financial catastrophe coming, a major problem that will be triggered by our unfunded liabilities and our government that's out of control in our spending. But our country's already done bail-ins. They've done five in the last 3 years. I put it together in this white paper, this report that they can get from us. It'll open people's eyes. You will be amazed. I know you've read it, Steve. I've read it several times, and I keep reading it, and I keep scratching my head. It's like, I can't believe our country's doing these things.
Yeah.
So it's real, and you know, I encourage people to get the facts, so get empowered with knowledge, because the reality is if you take care of your money now, then down the road, your money's going to be there to take care of you.
Yeah, and so there's those two white papers that you have at Landmark Capital. Is that right, David? One is about the bail-in, and one is about IRA and physical metals and taking possession and using an IRA in that way. And those are both available. Those are resources for people. They're free, and they can get a hold of it just by either calling or going to the website. Is that correct?
Absolutely. They can call our company at 844-879-8882 or our website at landmarkgold.com.
Do people ever end up talking to you directly, David?
Yeah, probably maybe 15-20% of the time. When we get overflow calls or when we have just so much business, the way I structure my company is there's always two representatives, a senior and a not so much of a senior person on an account. And so when we get bombarded, I end up and I get the blessing of talking with people, yes.
Yeah, and that's the point, that this isn't, and it's not a massive firm. You don't have like 50 people and half of them are in Bangladesh. I mean, it's a small kind of a family environment right there in Arizona, and that's so that you can help educate people personally and bring them this kind of information. And like David mentioned, two of these white papers, which are just research, and believe me, I'm a ex-house painter. I'm a fairly smart guy, but I'm not a brilliant guy, especially when it comes to finances. I could read the white paper and understood exactly what it meant. It makes you uncomfortable, but that's the whole point, so that you understand the realities behind what we're facing. And again, David, for us as followers of Jesus Christ, Jesus made a pretty big deal out of stewardship and money, did he not?
You know, it's probably the second largest topic in the Bible next to salvation. And so it's pretty high on up on God's side of things that we are good stewards. Where we're going, we don't need it. The streets are going to be made of it. But
amen.
Here on earth, it does help us be a good steward of the money that we've been trusted with.
That's exactly right. David Fisher, Landmark Capital, 844-879-8882 or landmarkgold.com. We appreciate you, brother. Thank you so much for the help. All right, pal, we'll talk to you again. Okay, friends, back again tomorrow. We got a lot going on this week, a lot of great stories, a lot of great testimonies, and we're going to keep telling the truth. We're going to do it with as much grace as we can. This is Steve Noble, Call to Action. God willing, I'll talk to you again real soon.